So the debate over toll lanes on the 405 in Orange County goes up before the county's transit agency today. A number of groups want to make sure that lanes for pay never appear on the 405, and they're going to try to get the OCTA to kill the plan. Sean Nelson chairs the Transportation Authority there, also chair of the Orange County Board of Supervisors. Sean, good morning to you. Is it a fait accompli? Will there be tolls on the 405 in Orange County?
Well, it's not necessarily a fait accompli. I think, the reality is Caltrans has to decide statewide and urban areas what their future's going to be. Meanwhile, my local agency is just trying to build one free lane this measure is going to fund, and that's what our agency promised the voter 8 years ago.
All right. So, but hasn't the committee already voted against some of those who would propose no toll lanes? I mean, isn't the process already in place?
Well, no. In fact, it's just the opposite. I think there's a little bit of a sleight of hand trick going on. The fact of the matter is Caltrans owns every freeway, public freeway in the state. And every freeway that's been widened certainly is an easier candidate if Caltrans wants to come back in and put tolls. All of the freeways in Orange County have been widened over the last 20 years. That's why they look great. And, you know, when you cross from the LA County line to Orange County, you notice the difference. So we have wider freeways, but certainly if Caltrans wants to take advantage of the center median, I'll be joining a lot of the people that'll be at my meeting today in opposition to tolls.
So you're against tolls. You want to see no tolls at all on the 405.
Correct.
But Caltrans says they need that money.
Well, Caltrans may or may not need the money, but my local agency is spending $1.3 billion generated 100% by, sales taxes in Orange County to widen that corridor. What you've got is Caltrans is saying what they would like to do is to also do a project within our project. And practically speaking, that's very unlikely. Caltrans doesn't have the money, nor do they really even know what project they want to do right now. And they'd have to have both of those things pretty darn quickly to be able to pull this off.
All right. We're going to watch to see what happens in your meetings down there. Sean, appreciate your time this morning.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Sean Nelson there of the OCTA.